Honouring God, honouring others. God created us to live as honourable people, honouring God, honouring others, and experiencing the joy of living as persons of integrity and honour. Living life only to please ourselves, whether in addiction or recovery, leaves us dissatisfied and vulnerable to harm. However, living life according to God's principles will prove to be both satisfying and purposeful. The Bible says, "Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves." From Romans chapter 12, verse 10. God wants our lives to reflect him in us. Jesus said that anyone who has seen him has also seen his Father. Jesus reflected his Father's character when he went about doing good and healing everyone who was under the power of the evil one. Are we, like Jesus, willing to look towards the well-being of our family, our friends, and those around us? How can we honour them today? The Bible says, "The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honour them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation." From Psalm 91, verses 14 to 16. We're called to honour God by all we are, all we have, and in all we do. Our work, our play, our eating, our sexual habits, and our finances are all areas where we can learn to honour God rather than simply live for personal gain. The Bible says, "God bought you with a high price, so you must honour God with your body. Honour the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." From 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, Proverbs 3, verse 9, and 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. As we honour God and others above ourselves, God will enable us to be the person he created us to be, a person who experiences honour. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to be mature and leave self-centeredness behind so I can live in a way that honours you and others. Please give me the will and desire to do so. Amen.